Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
We're back.
We are back. Did you have a nice holiday season?
I did. It was a lot happens, and travel and all of that. So last week I kind of did nothing.
By last week, I mean this week.
Yeah.
I've just been
kind of relaxing. I saw cats.
Oh my gosh, my brain right now is like, I should tell everyone that Mike saw cats, but why would I do that? And then that's the one thing you brought up.
It's because I saw it last night.
Did you like it?
No, but I don't like cats. I mean, I love cats, to be clear.
Wait, I want to just copy that. I don't like cats.
No, I mean, whatever. Who cares? But I think the problem with the film, I like that we're totally, like, straying away from Sex and the City into Mike's opinions on the film Cats.
Well, it can come full circle. Jennifer Hudson's going to be in the movie. She's in Cats.
She's very good in the movie, I think. She sounds terrific.
Here's the thing about Cats. It's like, you guys all know the source material, right?
Right. It's a silly musical that I think that if you like, then I'm glad that you like it, because find joy where you can. But it's a silly show with, like, three, in my opinion, like, three memorable songs. The entire movie was like, is this song in the stage version? I'm sure it is. I just don't know it that well. Yeah. It's just the literal interpretation of a cat that is weird. Like, there's a thing about stage where there's, like, the stage magic of
right, and it's a little bit creepy when it's on stage and the dance.
Sure, whereas on screen you have, like, cats with normal human hands and, it's just weird, but whatever.
Judi Dench breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, that was strange and went on for a little bit longer than I wanted it to.
Did it make you a little uncomfortable?
No, I was just like, we can wrap this up. It goes on for a really long time.
Usually what you say to me at most
points. Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Yeah, I did not see Cats.
You will at some point, though.
No, right? I will. I'm probably next week, and I'm probably going to have a great time.
And that's my other thing, is that I'm not, and you're like this too, I know we have this in common, I'm not a hate watcher.
No.
Like, I don't enjoy going to things to dislike it.
Right.
So even, like, with, like, the tittering and, like, laughter around me, I was kind of like, everyone, can we just, like, watch this and
appreciate
it?
Did you see this in, like, 18th century London?
And there was much tittering.
There was much tittering about.
Anyway, I think that the way that I described it is that I think it's almost exactly as bad as the stage version, which is, it is what it is.
I flip a table and leave, and this is how. Yeah, I didn't see Cats. I've been doing lots of bar classes. Shout out to Bar 3.
Elise is a real bar class goer these days.
I am. I go all the time. One of our listeners, Sarah, she has a studio in Austin, a Bar 3 studio, and it's great. I have fallen in love.
But not with the one in Austin.
Well, no, I've never been to Texas.
Right. And she got her haircut.
Oh, I got my haircut. Shout out to San Bricado Salon. Hey, Sean. Shout out to Penelope and Alyssa, who do my hair. But Sean listens. And yesterday at the salon, when I was getting my haircut, Sean and I were talking. And we were talking about Rosie O'Donnell show, because we're both fans. And about how she had that chin hair with that bead. If anyone has footage of that, send it our way. I want to see it.
So today's going to be a little bit different. This isn't really a recap. We're going to just kind of, it's sort of a one-off where at first, actually, Elise is going to take the lead, because we're going to go through some couldn't help but wonders that we received. And then later we're going to play a little bit of the trivia just to kind of, just to kind of have fun.
Yeah. And hold on. I'm putting my phone on airplane mode because I'm very popular at the moment. Yeah, and also, if I didn't get to your wouldn't help but wonder, we got a lot, and I may have missed them, and I apologize, and I'm sorry if we didn't respond to your emails, but I'm going to do all that. And just send us another one, and I will respond to it on a Facebook thing, or an Instagram thing, soon. All right, so, couldn't help but wonders. Let me pull up. So, the first one. I'm going to try to say the names of the people if I could find them, if you sent it to me.
Okay.
All right. So, Cammie, also, if I mispronounce your names, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's what I do every single episode.
Yeah, it's what Mike does every single episode. And, like, I'm not going to call you out by your handle. I actually, like, clicked on it to find out what your real name was. So, if your real name on Instagram is, like, a fake name you've made up, that's what I'm going to call you. All right. So Cammie says, is Brady's new name Brady Brady since Miranda and Steve got married? And I don't know the answer because I haven't seen the movies and I would feel like they addressed this. I'm assuming he's still Brady Hobbs.
I'm going to admit that I don't know that they do ever address this in the movies, but I think his name stays Brady Hobbs.
Yeah, because I think Miranda probably doesn't change her name to Miranda Brady.
It's a good question, though.
No, it is a really good question.
Because in reality, I bet he just ends up being called, he's like Madonna. Mm-hmm. He's just Brady.
Yeah, and I bet you they, or what if Miranda was like, we're going to change his name to Hobbs. So now he's Hobbs Brady.
Hobbs Brady.
Can you legally change a kid's name later in life before they're 18?
I believe that you can. It's funny that I say yes, and then I think about my siblings who all, my three of my older siblings who all through high school and I guess junior high were all used the last name Jensen, but their names have never ever been legally Jensen because they were named after their father.
Whose last name was not Jensen.
Yeah, they had a different father than I did. But it was never legally changed.
No,
it
was they were just all legally blonde. I would love if their father's last name was blonde, and then we could be like, they were legally blonde.
Oh, that's a good, like, TV, that's a good, like, reality show, though,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
legally,
like,
blonde.
Legally blonde.
Like, the person's last name has to be blonde.
Yeah.
All right, let's work on that.
That's gonna be a great one. You and can tell Mike and I haven't done this in a while. Yeah, we're having a great time.
This is the weirdest experience for me because I have no notes in front of me.
Right.
Like, I have nothing. I have no idea what's gonna happen next.
All right, so next is from Reba. And she couldn't help but wonder, in a hop, skip, and a week, Carrie tells Berger I'm in heels when he wants the cab to stop around the corner for her apartment, but in every effing episode, she's walking around in heels. She can't walk around the corner. She took Pete for a walk in heels and was dead on sprinting when she lost him. I'm unconvinced of her I'm in heels excuse. I love this. I love how angry she is about it. And I agree. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe she was mad and was just like, you know what? I walk in heels because I want to, and right now you pissed me off. So pull
I think that's a good explanation. Yeah. I think that that's probably true, that she's like, I'm in heels.
Yeah. And he's like, and you're always in heels. And she's like, I don't care. Pull up.
Yeah.
But also, and she doesn't really like Pete that much, so she probably didn't care that it wasn't smart for her to be in heels. Because she doesn't like Pete. Because she doesn't like dogs, and Mike doesn't like cats.
I love cats. I just don't like cats.
Carly says, when and where the conversation happened where all the girls said it was okay for Carrie to use their personal experiences in her column. Mike and I have asked this a lot.
We've had this conversations a few times. I feel like also our friend Eric and I have had this conversation where I don't know if it was an actual sketch that he took part in, but the idea of like, you have to at least change our names, Carrie.
Right.
Like, yeah, it is.
Does she? I don't know. Because
maybe, but even if that, like, you have to suspend your disbelief so much. Because even to the fact that she was having an affair,
right?
Are we to assume that, like, he never read her column? He'd be like, are you actually having an affair? It's in your column.
Yeah, and also because we don't necessarily know how much, like, what her column actually says other than the question, usually. Because even though she's talking over it, we can't, like, even though she's, you know, having the, what do you call that? The talking over. The
voiceover.
Voiceover. We don't know what is in the column. What's her just narrating the scene? So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure at some point. It's funny because some of my high school girlfriends who I never thought would listen to this have recently started listening to this. And my one friend, Ange, who's probably listening right now. Hey, Ange. She's like, I get so excited every time you mention your high school girlfriends and blah, blah, blah. And even when you talk about this and that. And I was like, oh, I didn't know she'd be listening to this. So it's kind of funny to be like, even in my experience, that happens. Everyone becomes a character.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. All right. Where I didn't have a person for this. But where the heck are everyone's parents? I know Miranda's mom dies and Charlotte has a strange man walking her down the aisle, but it's crazy that they never talk about them or their past for character building. And in parentheses, I wrote, because this was part of the couldn't help but wonder, where did Samantha come from?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because we do touch upon some of their family,
of the time. Yeah, we have, like, Carrie's dad in that one photo.
And that he left when she was very, very young.
We do, yeah, we have that lucky, probably extra, who got to play Charlotte's dad.
We're just like, the back of him.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we do see, do we see the
we see his face, yeah. But we don't really get any more of her
and
other than,
and he does
than,
not attend the second wedding.
No, and other than, like, hearing about her, you know, we do hear for a second about her childhood and being brought up, but you would think someone like Charlotte, and we do meet her brother, Samantha,
right,
really meets
true.
Her brother.
Yeah.
Samantha, we don't know much about her childhood. I mean, I could tell you what I think her childhood looks like, and it's a lot of, like, in Drop Dead Gorgeous. her mom, you know, like with the beer can and.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess that, that Sam came from not the most what word am I trying to think of? Upscale beginnings,
right? Her, I think her and Charlotte had very different upbringings
for sure.
We know that Samantha was inappropriate at a few pool parties.
Yeah,
Miranda, you know, her mom. We meet the most family of Miranda's.
Guess that's true. We meet a sister, mm-hmm. and we talk about the mom.
We meet Aiden's parents. We meet them at Florent. And where did Samantha come from? I mean, who knows? Carrie's a writer. Samantha's in PR. Maybe they met in that way. I haven't seen the Carrie Diaries. I'm sure they talk about it there.
You know, I think my understanding, because I didn't watch the Carrie Diaries either, my understanding is that we get in the story to, we do meet Samantha. Mm-hmm. We see how they meet. But, you know, that's someone else's idea.
Yeah,
how
and
that
I
happened.
Even think about this, you know, in New York, where New York is a city of, if you didn't grow up here, a lot of time it's a city where your friends are your family. And I think about even the people in my cast of characters at this point, where someone would be like, wait, how do you know that person? It happens with my mom all the time. She'll be talking to me and be like, wait, how do you know that person? And I have to sit there and really think, like, oh, how do I know that person?
Yeah.
You know?
And it's probably true anywhere, but, you know, not everyone sticks.
No.
Like, you can have a deep friendship with someone for a good period of time and 5 years later have no idea where they are.
No, because they've left.
Yeah. Or just your lives grow apart.
Right. But we'll get coffee sometime.
Sometime.
That's what you always say.
Oh, yeah. One last thing that I will say about their families is that Michael Patrick King was very specific. He's talked about this before, that he didn't want them to have a lot of backstory, that he wanted them to exist right now. So he didn't really give them a lot of family stuff on purpose, whether or not
and
you
also,
like that.
And also, I think they become more relatable in that way. Like, I feel like,
sure,
you know.
You can make them be anyone, from wherever you want.
Yeah, like, I could be, well, I'm not, I mean, like, you could say I'm a Carrie, and I can't be like, no, you're not a Carrie, because you grew up here, and she grew up there, and you had this, you know. You can be like, no, I identify with her experience.
I think it's to make them a little bit, yeah, make them a little more, I mean, vague is not the word that I necessarily want to use, but I think in a way it's to make them a little bit more, they could have come from anywhere.
Right. So Meredith in Chicago says, that's how she signed it. Why did the directors go so far in the other direction with Big at the end of the series? Telling Carrie she's the one seems nothing like Big. They could have made their reunion and his declaration of love more Big and Carrie-like. I agree.
This is the thing that I feel like I touched upon when I talked about my feelings about the finale. But what I'll say forever is that I feel like they spent 6.5 seasons telling us that Big was one thing, only to have him become this totally different thing in the end.
Yeah, and I also don't know, like, we don't really know what, because the thing about Big is that he's that person that she's constantly trying to figure out what he is and who he is. And we don't really know who he is because it's going to change. And he does this in these episodes where he's like, I love you. And then he wakes up and he's like, I was on cold medicine. You know what I mean? Right. Or whatever. I had a heart surgery, so I don't remember that. And for me, I don't know what happens in the movies. I haven't seen them yet, but I'm just assuming that he's going to go back on this as well.
Yeah, it's funny because recently I think that there's been a lot of press, maybe because of the third movie not going through and because of, I feel like I talked about that little podcast documentary that was done, The Origins. Mm-hmm. But even Candace Bushnell has said that she doesn't think they should have gotten together in the end, that like that wouldn't have been the ending that she would have written. But it's just sort of understood that in television, you end up with who you started with.
Right.
Which is a true thing with TV that I find to be irritating, because I find it to not almost ever be true in life. Mm. That both in film and television, I mean, to, you know, a little woman spoiler, the whole idea that people get very upset that she doesn't end up with Lori because they're the ones that they met first. And if you see the movie, they've structured it differently so that I think that that goes down a little bit easier. Hopefully, I mean, whatever. It's a very old book. But it works for TV as well, where, like, if characters meet in the pilot, you want them to be together in the end. Whether or not you've given them better options along the way, you still find comfort in them ending up with whoever they started with.
Yeah. I mean, it's that thing, too, that series that's out with Penn Badgley, You, where, and I'm not going to spoil anything for those that haven't seen it, but even he is like, I am a terrible person in this show. I just know I've seen him say that at some point, something around that. And but you still watch the show and there's people that are like, you know, rooting for Joe and or Will. And it's this idea of, yeah, when you watch TV and you get to know these characters, you want the best for people, but it's like he's not a good person.
I feel like he's the one that has said that part of the theme of that show is how easily we forgive white men.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's sort of a thing, like, I don't know if you ever watched, did you ever watch The Mindy Project?
A couple episodes.
It's sort of a similar thing, too. I mean, Danny's not nearly as awful of a character, but it's sort of like the grouchy guy. But, like, you just want it to work out because they're in the first episode together, and so they should be together. And anyway, yeah, I think it's a psychological thing. It's a thing with television, once again, that I think is kind of dishonest. But I don't know. I've also said this before, that I could have just done without the whole, I'm moving back to New York, we're getting together again.
Right.
If they had left it a little more vague, I would have been happy. But I think there are a lot of people that wanted that definitive Carrie and Big together right. In the end.
And, oh, but hold on. So many of you reached out showing me that, because my biggest We Couldn't Help But Wonder was about that luggage. And so many of you sent me this picture of Big carrying all that luggage. Is that something that's in the movie? Was that a cut scene from Sex and the City? I don't know.
I have no idea what that's from.
And I tried to see what it was from, and I didn't know. So anyway,
I think it was also mentioned that, like, the luggage might have been in the trunk of the car at the very end.
Right. And maybe he did, you know, maybe he did. There was a scene with him carrying it through New York. All right. So Melody asks, what would happen if you watch an episode of season one now that you have seen it all? Here's the thing, Melody. Great idea. Because Mike and I have decided, instead of a traditional series wrap up, one of Mike's favorite things to do, if it's a TV show he really likes and you really like it, he loves to give people lists of episodes they should go back and watch. He did it with my roommate about The West Wing. He's like, these are the important ones that you need to watch so you're all, like,
because he'd watched the first four seasons forever ago.
And forgot about it.
And I was like, you don't have to watch the whole thing, but here are, like, two episodes from every season.
Yeah, and Mike's like a TV encyclopedia, so he knows all this stuff. So he's going to go through and give me an episode from each season to rewatch, and then he and I are going to do our recap based on that.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing that we put out.
Yeah, so, and that's going to come before we go in and do the movie. So don't freak out, you guys. There's plenty of content coming your way. But that's a great idea. That's a great Idina Menzel, Melody. And thank you. All right, next. Leanne says, in season 5, episode 7, Mr. Winkles the Pomeranian is sitting there panting while Carrie is waiting. To me, the dog looks fake. Is that dog a prop?
No, it's a real dog.
That is a real dog.
Yeah,
we did.
Mr. Winkle was a real thing.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah.
We may have talked about it. We may have not.
I think
not.
We talked about it a little bit. Maybe just not that enough. Much. But yeah, that was a real dog. That was a real famous dog for a period of time.
DK said, as much as I loved Aiden, what did he ever see in Carrie? She doesn't seem like his type at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's something to be said for the fact that sometimes we just fall for people.
She doesn't seem like his type at all. But what I've learned as a woman, sometimes I think I know what type of people, myself, are right for certain men. And it's not always that case.
Yeah, I would go so far as to say, as a human, I sometimes fall for people that I wouldn't think that I would fall for. And sometimes people are into me that I would never think would be into me.
Right.
It just happens.
Yeah.
I guess the end of that is that they didn't stay together.
No, they didn't. And I think what's interesting is we found out that they didn't stay together, not because she wasn't right for him, just because she couldn't commit. So I guess actually because she's not right for him. All right. Julie from England writes in and says, before I started rewatching along with you, I couldn't help but wonder whether the series would hold up so many years later, but I really think it does. I also enjoy noticing things I don't see the first time around somehow. For example, how Big doesn't ever really say he wants anything serious with Carrie in series one.
Maybe I love that she's British and she calls it series one.
Is that what they say
yeah,
there?
That's
okay.
What they say. They call it series instead of season.
In season one, the first time around, I thought he was really messing Carrie around, but now I'm not so sure. I also didn't realize how much Samantha's character changes the first time around and how fantastic an actor Kim Cattrall is. Mike, do you think it holds up compared to the first time you watched it?
I do. I think that Sex and the City is that sort of perfect example of something being both timely and timeless. that in many ways it does feel very of the moment. I mean, one of the examples that I give as to why I think this sounds very, why I think our podcast is cool.
Why I'm awesome. Part one.
Why we're incredible. Is that I always think about that first episode when you point out the fact that she has to go and talk to this guy she used to date instead of, you know, looking him up on Facebook or like stalking him online. And it's something that didn't seem weird to me because I watched the series when it was happening, but stood out to you because you were watching it from a right now pair of eyes.
Right.
So I think it works on both of those. I think it's, once again, it's a great capsule of what was, but also I do think you can watch it today and it's still, you know, we're all dealing with the exact same topics. It's just, we deal with it in a different way and in different mediums. So I guess the bottom line is, yeah, I do think that it still holds up. Certainly there are things that are just, that we just deal with differently now. Well, our friend Annabelle sent me a couple.
Okay.
She sort of had a question. She had questions about the rings. Like, did Aiden actually buy two rings and did Steve buy the first ring off of him? I feel like the unused ring probably eventually got returned. Is that a thing?
Yeah. I mean, I wonder, like, that if anyone's a jeweler, reach out. Like, how often does that happen where people are like, you know, like, does that ever happen where...
And I'm guessing that Aiden either gave Steve a really good deal or... put him on like an easy payment plan or something like that. I don't think Steve had the money to buy that ring outright.
A payment plan. Layaway. Laden away. All right. And then one more. We couldn't help but wonder. Comes from Beth. And she wants to know how the oncologist receptionist had so much power in that office.
Yeah. It's a thing that I think about every once in a while when I think if you have the ability to do that, how do you not do that every single day? Like, my mind goes right to, like, there are people that did not survive their cancer because this woman didn't make them a better appointment.
Right. And, but I don't necessarily, I think that was just, obviously it was just done to move the story along.
Right.
But, yeah, how did she have that much? Unless she didn't, and she just made herself have that much power. You know, she may not have had that much power, but she was just like, you know what? Because I think about that, like, at a restaurant, if I was a host and there was no one else there, I could just pretend and be like, nope, sorry, we're all booked. And then someone comes in that I like, and I'm like, hi.
Well, and that's happened. I mean, it's definitely happened at restaurants that I've worked at where, like,
right,
we don't have that table available, but someone walks in and you're like,
well, you're a regular.
Or so, you're a famous person. And it's right, like, well, we got to get you sat. So, yeah, it happens.
You know, right this way, Mike Jensen. We don't have room for you at Nacho's, but here we are.
We'll find a space.
All right, so that's all of the ones that I have.
Yeah, why don't we play some trivia?
Okay, and if I missed your question, just reach out again, and I'm sorry. Like I said, I apologize.
We have a lot of mail to sort through.
We have a lot of mail.
So we're not
going
to worry about the rules.
Okay. You guys, I'm not going to be good at this, because I didn't study. This 2 years of podcast wasn't enough.
This is a gift from my friend Teresa.
Hi, Teresa, thank you.
I don't know if she listens to the podcast,
oh,
but it's still a nice gift. So I'm just going to read some questions, and we'll just see how it goes.
Okay.
How many puppies did Elizabeth Taylor have?
Six.
Three.
Okay, great. I wanted her to have six. Which three characters on the show dated an African-American man?
Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
Stanford.
Yes.
I remember.
Yeah, I even knew that one.
That was at the that perfume launch thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, here's... okay, you go.
I'm gonna let the die decide.
Ooh, okay.
So question five. How many siblings did Samantha have?
Oh, gosh. Three?
Two.
Oh.
I don't...
These are hard.
Are we supposed to know that?
I don't know. All right. What famous New York hot dog stand did Carrie end up at after her book party?
That is Gray's Papaya.
Yes. Go,
I
Mike.
Used to go to that one all the time because I worked just a few blocks away from it. I don't
all right,
anymore.
So Mike is winning.
Oh, I guess I'm winning. Why did Carrie spend so much in Dior in Paris?
Well, because she lost her Carrie necklace. And she was mad at Alexander.
No, it's so they wouldn't think of her as the American who fell in Dior.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm terrible at this.
Goodness gracious.
All right.
Elise is not winning.
True or false? Charlotte went to a therapist to find out why she wasn't married.
False.
Yeah.
She went to a fortune teller.
Yep, that's a much logical.
Much logical. When Bunny McDougal first met Charlotte, did she approve?
No.
This says yes.
Oh, I just assume Bunny McDougal doesn't like anything.
I'm not sure that I would have gotten that one right.
I'm not good at this. Shocker. What stopped Miranda and Walker Lewis from getting intimate after Carrie's book party?
She had a baby at home.
Yeah, Brady's crying.
Brady's crying. Gotcha. Yeah.
Wow, Mike is... This is... If anyone was shocked, Mike's winning.
Who did Carrie catch Petrovsky with when she arrived in Paris?
His daughter, Chloe.
Yeah, good job.
All right, do you want to say first to get to 10?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what we're at, though.
You're at 4.
Okay.
True or false? Mr. Big went to church with his mother every Sunday in New York.
True.
Yep.
I mean, we never then saw her ever again after first season. But
I mean, Carrie embarrassed herself.
It's true. 6. What did Trey McDougal do for a living?
He was a doctor.
He was a doctor. For the record, I flipped the card, and a different answer that I saw first was Aiden.
Ew. But also fan fiction. Yeah. What is your profession?
Aiden. Doing Aiden.
Just doing Aiden.
I'll take it.
All right. 3. Who did Stanford bring as his date to Carrie's book party?
Marcus.
Yeah.
Okay. That was pretty easy, though.
Well, you would have to remember, like, when was the book party.
Right. Oh, no. What hotel did Carrie stay at in Paris? If you can get one word this, because you're never going to get the full title, because we talked about this in the episode.
Baguette.
I would have accepted the Plaza.
Oh.
But they stayed at the Plaza Athene. Yeah. I don't actually know if that's how you pronounce it.
Not baguette.
Not the baguette.
Les Miserables. Jean Valjean. Javert. What was the name of Samantha's boyfriend who was lacking in size in an important place?
I miss Dan. Wasn't Dan. I miss John. What was it?
James! You don't get 4 chances.
I don't. I miss James. That's what I was trying to think of. No, I did not get that right. True or false? Miranda and Steve bought a kitten together.
False. Fatty was first.
Yes.
Who still had a key to Charlotte's apartment for longer than she should have?
Oh, Bunny.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you are at...
Up and at 'em, George McFadden. What was on the t-shirt Debbie bought for Brady?
I remember this. A dinosaur?
A clown.
Oh, that's right. And I was like, creepy, Debbie.
Oh, your turn.
Yeah, quit cheating. True or false? Carrie and Samantha have dated the same guy.
I'm going to say false.
False.
Okay. Woo.
They almost both dated Big.
Yeah, it's true.
That's why it's a question.
Yeah. Who worried that she was becoming mean mommy?
Charlotte.
No, no one wants to F mean mommy. It's Miranda.
Oh, well, I would assume Miranda's the only mommy, but also, like, I was trying to think, like, out of the box, you know? How many books had Berger published before he met Carrie?
1.
Singular sensation, every little step she takes.
Who was Carrie with the one time she didn't show up at the coffee shop?
Oh, Al Alex.
Ew. Petrovsky.
Nah.
We'll give it to you. It's the same person.
Idiot. Now I have 4 and you have 8.
Whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Yep, that was me. When Charlotte is working as a docent at the MoMA, who does she spot and hide from?
Bunny and her ex-husband, whose name is...
If you don't get this right, it's not counting.
Wait, why can't I think of his name? Charles McDougal.
Trey! Trey! Oh my gosh. It doesn't count.
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
It doesn't count. It's not counting because you're an idiot. It doesn't count.
That's bad.
Yes, I still have a chance because Mike had a brain fart.
Really whiffed that one. Who was Carrie with when she spotted Mr. Big at the opera?
Oh, she took Charlotte.
Yes.
Yes.
Fun fact about that episode, if you watch the DVDs, there's always like a screenshot of like, here's a moment in the episode. And the screenshot from that one is them sitting in like her and Big sitting in like the box together. It's a moment that never happens. I just think it's very funny they had them pose for that specifically.
Right now, I am shaking the dice like a shake weight. Remember the shake weight?
Yes, and it's only one die, so.
What embarrassing thing happened when Carrie was in bed with Mr. Big?
She farted. Blech. I hate that word.
I farted, too. Not now. It's just in life. Just I have life. Before. My butt has coughed.
Where did Miranda and Steve move?
Brooklyn.
Yep.
Brooklyn. All right, how many do you have? How many do I have?
Six.
Oh, wait, you won.
Hopefully that was fun for everyone to listen to us play trivia. And me not know Trey's name. Why did I call him Charles?
We're going to do... Should we do rapid fire and see how many Mike Jensen can do in 1 minute?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me put the timer on. This is rapid fire Sex and the City questions.
How many
can Mike Jensen do in 1 minute, starting now? True or false, Carrie and Stanford ponder marrying each other?
True.
What did Samantha bring as a gift for Lainey's baby shower?
Bourbon.
Nope, champagne. What did Miranda bring as a gift for Lainey's baby shower?
Miranda brought... I have no idea.
Pastel condoms. What did Charlotte bring as a gift for Lainey's baby shower?
The... I can't think of what it's called, that big baby basket.
Yeah. What disturbing art was in the bathroom when the women went to a baby shower in Connecticut?
Lainey nude like Demi.
Yes. Who did Miranda have to leave Brady with when she went to Atlantic City?
Magda.
Yes. What is the name of the toy that Charlotte gets addicted to?
The rabbit?
Yes. What does Stanford get from his grandmother if he marries?
His inheritance.
Yes. Which of the women believes in written affirmations?
Charlotte.
Yes. What happens when Charlotte tries to do a threesome with her boyfriend?
She gets pushed off the bed.
Yes. All right.
I did okay.
You did. You got 8.
That's all right. I'll take it.
Yeah. Should I go down?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Your turn.
Ready? And me.
True or false? Pre-Miranda, Steve had had more sexual partners than she had.
False.
It's true. True or false? When Aiden and Carrie first met, he only wanted to be friends.
False.
That is correct. Which character suffered a bout of insomnia?
Miranda.
Carrie. Who was with a man who took Viagra?
Samantha.
True or false? Samantha had an allergic reaction to Viagra.
True.
False. Who took care of Brady when Miranda went on her whatever honeymoon?
Carrie.
And?
Charlotte.
There you go. Whose name finally got Samantha in to see an oncologist, Dr. McAndrew?
I don't remember.
Smith's.
Oh.
Who did Samantha befriend while waiting to see New York's hottest breast cancer doctor?
The nun.
Yes. Who did Carrie date who couldn't have children?
Me.
Petrovsky. What did Petrovsky kill in Carrie's kitchen?
A mouse.
Done. So you got 6.
We both got 6.
Oh, I got 8.
Oh.
I officially win. All right. That was fun doing trivia, everyone. This was a very random little episode that we did, but hopefully it was something fun to listen to tide you over till we get to our next recap and then eventually the movies.
The movies.
Yes. Ugh. I mean, it's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be super fun.
Mike keeps thinking these movies are going to be a lot of work, and I just don't know.
They're really long.
You sat through Cats.
That's true.
I sat through Titanic. You sat through Evita.
I did, many times.
You sat through The Irishman.
I did, all in one. I took like a short intermission, but I watched it all in one night.
You sat through 1917.
That's not very long, and it's incredible.
You sat through both parts of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
That's true.
You sat through...
Yeah, but it's, watching King it Lear. Is one thing, like commenting is another thing.
You sat through King Lear with Glenda.
I did. That's a really random one to bring up.
I was thinking of long things.
All right. We'll be back soon then. I have no idea when.
Bye. But
stay tuned. Bye. Hey, Wonders. Just in case anyone stumbled upon this as the first episode they've heard, if it wasn't made clear, we're actually over 100 episodes into our Sex and the City journey. Make sure you change your settings to play in sequential order so you can start from the beginning. You can visit us at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder.com, like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, all at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWPodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review there. We'll be back pretty soon with some kind of actual series wrap-up. See you then!
What did she ever see in him? How did he ever...
What is that from?
Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh, I don't know that very well. Sorry, I know. My zipper's down. You're welcome.
Perv. Ew. We haven't done this in a few weeks, and Mike's all excited to see me. Is your air on?
Just the fan.
Oh, okay.
It gets so hot.
I was gonna say, Mike, it's like a hot. It's like 30 degrees out there.
My watch is not telling me what the degree is. But no, it's very cold out. It doesn't matter. It is always, look, it is 70 degrees in my room right now. I don't know how six works, so we're going to just...
it's a number.
This game is kind of complicated. Oh, I keep rolling six 3 times in a row. I should go to Vegas. 4 times in a row. 5 times in a row.
6 times in a row.
All right.
You're at six.
Ooh.
How many do I have?
I don't know. I haven't kept track.
That's the whole point of the game. I have 3.
Yeah, okay. We'll see you at 3.
Yeah.
You're still at 4.
3.
No, you got that. You got one more.
Which one?
The one about... Oh, no, you didn't. Never mind.
Wow. Build me up just to throw me back down. How many books had Berger published before he met...